Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
Welcome to day 27 of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. Today, our specific topic is, Through Love, Serve One Another. Amy Carmichael wrote, You can always give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Now, text is Galatians 5, 13 and 14. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You see, Paul wrote the letter of Galatians to encourage Christians in a church in Galatia, which were being pressured to observe the law by Jewish Christians. These legalistic and misguided people, known as Judaizers, were teaching Gentile believers that they must follow the Jewish law to be saved. Paul repeatedly told them that Jesus fulfilled the law and that Christians are saved by faith alone. Paul centered his discussion to the Galatian churches on their freedom in Christ. In Galatians 5:1, Paul wrote, For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. To Paul, freedom is a great gift from God because Christians have been set free from the curse of the law. Before Jesus fulfilled the law, God's people lived in fear of punishment for their disobedience, thinking they had to keep the law perfectly in order to earn salvation. Jesus' fulfillment of the law now moved their motivation from fear to love. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Rather than live with a legalistic mindset, we're free to live strictly out of God's great love and grace for us. Through the love that Christ has given to us, we are to serve one another. In Galatians 5:13, Paul warns followers of Christ not to use their freedom to chase after their earthly desires. Instead, Paul challenges them to use their freedom as an opportunity to serve one another through love. John Phillips describes Paul's words as follows. We should use our newfound liberty in Christ as a base of operations from which love can reach out to serve other people. The word for serve is doulos, which means to serve as a bondsman or a slave. All that a slave does is serve other people. That's Paul's summation of the Christian life. We are saved to serve, and the Lord Jesus has set the pace. The whole Gospel of Mark is a portrait of the Lord Jesus as the perfect servant of Jehovah, Isaiah 52:13. The key verse in Mark's Gospel says, The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. The Gospel of Mark divides on that verse. First, we see the Lord Jesus giving His life in service. Then we see Him giving His life in sacrifice. If that was what He did with His life, how can we do any less with ours? Love moved Him to lay aside the boundless freedom that He had as the eternal, uncreated, self-existent, second person of the Godhead to take upon Himself the form of a servant. Philippians 2:7. Love should motivate us to emulate the supreme example that we have in Him. Paul continues this thought in verse 14. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourselves. It is as if Paul said, Okay, if you Galatians are stuck on trying to fulfill the law, then here's the whole law boiled down to one word. Love. Loving others as you love yourself is a fulfillment of the entire Old Testament law. Jesus made a similar statement when he said that all the law and the prophets hang on obeying the command to love God and love others. Matthew 22, 35 through 40. Love is the reason we have the opportunity to be saved. Love is from God, and God is love. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Love is the gospel. God took the form of a servant, and after an earthly ministry full of love and service to others, he willingly gave his life on the cross. The most innocent person in history died the most unjust death in human history and bore God's wrath against sin. Jesus lived the life we couldn't live, and he died the death we should all die out of his love for us. His death revealed both his obedient love for God the Father and his selfless love for us. Then Jesus' death, and he rose from the dead to give us victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. Because of his death and resurrection, we can live in freedom from the law and in victory through his love. Since all love flows from God, we can be conduits of his love to a world that desperately needs it. This occurs best through serving others. One of the greatest privileges of every believer is serving one another with the love that God has for all of us. Let us continually obey his ever-present command that through love, serve one another. Now let me give you four questions to help drive home this point that we can apply it in our lives. Question one. How are you tempted to use your freedom in Christ to live for yourself rather than for others? Question two. How can God's perfect example of selfless service and unconditional love motivate you to live for Him and love others? Number three. Pray and ask God's wisdom and direction for how you can specifically serve other people through love. And question four, how do Jesus' words in John 13:34 connect to today's devotion? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. How do those words connect to what you've learned in today's devotion? Let us pray. Oh God, it's easy to talk about commitment and love, but it's another thing to put it into action. I pray that love won't be a noun we talk about, but a verb that we do as we serve through the love that you have given to us. Thank you for allowing us to do that. In Jesus, the great servant's name, amen.